Country favorites of fun, 93.7 The Dog. And you probably saw him Sunday night with the sneak preview of the Jamie Oliver Food Revolution. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome to the show, Jamie Oliver.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Jamie, how are you, man?
I'm well. It's good to be back on the radio show.
Hey, it's good to hear from you, really. We thought you had kind of forgotten about us.
No, not at all. How could I forget you, Rod?
I know. you can't forgive me, can you? Can you at least forgive me?
Of course, man. We've dealt with all that baggage. We're friends now, and I appreciate all of your help in the last couple of weeks up in Huntington. And it's been a journey for us both, isn't it? Now the show's starting to come out, and I'm looking forward. I should be back in Huntington in the next few weeks, and looking forward to it.
And you're going to stop in, and we're going to cook some more, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you want to think of your requests now, then I can kind of think of what I'm going to cook.
Okay. I can't wait.
That's Nate.
Oh man, the thing you made us last time, Jamie, was so good, man.
Yeah, I'll go easy on the chili, boys. Don't worry, I'll go easy on the chili.
That's right, because that was just a little spicy, huh?
I didn't mind.
I just thought it was a little spicy.
So how's things been for you, Rod? Now that you're a national superstar,
I am getting a lot of hate mail thanks to this.
Yeah, that's just my mother. That's just my mother doing that. That's not really America. That's just my mom.
There is this one girl, Sasha, that told me I was a backwards, ignorant hick, and I didn't know anything about anything.
Yeah, uneducated too. She said unprofessional as well. Yeah.
So I should just resign. I should just go off the air completely. I shouldn't even be doing this. I wanted to say one thing. When you were here the last time, or the first time you came into the studio, I was unaware that you were unaware that that's how I was going to confront you, because your producers had told me to do it. And then after I did it, I felt really bad because I thought, I don't think he knew that I was going to do that. You were unaware, were you?
I'm surprised they even told you what to do. You wait till I get hold of them. I'm going to kick their ass.
I was going to be nice to you, but, and I thought, they told me, well, we need somebody to go up against Jamie. And it was me. I said, well, I volunteer, which I guess was the worst thing.
Well, look, you did it beautifully. And, I think, ultimately, what was important about that was that you were really speaking on behalf of, I think, a lot of people. You know, there was a lot of people that were worried about having the spotlight put on Huntington. And to some degree, there still are, because, Program 1, is just talking about the problems. I'm still completely positive that Huntington's going to be proud to be involved in it. You know, as you get to Program 6, the town comes out in force and shows what it's made of, and I think they got a lot to be proud of. But I think, I think when we started off and I was getting a bit of a hard time, I think, that was something that, it kind of had to make me work it out and work at certain things to try and get you on side, really. So I kind of, in a way, it was sort of a good part of the story, really. There was definitely that feeling out there. So I don't think that you were representing just one person's opinion at all.
Well, see, there's been camera crews come to town before, and it always ends up we become the butt of the joke. West Virginia, Appalachia area becomes the butt of all the jokes. So we were kind of leery of you coming to town.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. But things worked out well. What kind of response are you getting from the show on the first episode?
Well, so far the response has been amazing. I mean, thank you for doing the Oprah show the other day. I mean, Oprah was supposed to give us a 7-minute plug for the show, mm-hmm. and she gave us the whole show. She really fell in love with it. And, I think the response generally is, I think it's quite timely, with the Child Nutrition Act going through government at the moment, with Michelle Obama, with, there's just lots of things happening. So I think this is the first time that the story's been told through the public instead of journalists. What's really happening, grassroots, and I think through the show you'll sort of see lots of different stories, from kids to you met some of those kids, to the schools, school food, to the parents, to the home. And I think, the idea of the show really is it just puts a bit of heart and soul and real people behind some of the statistics that we're probably quite bored of reading. My instinct is that, well, I hope that it goes well. I mean, I know that it's an important story, and I think, back home in England, what you know, I can kind of see what happened when a show like that came out and new money was found to inject into schools or, you know, into other organizations. And I think hopefully that will happen here. Fingers crossed.
I think you've really made an impact on the city. Even the mayor was on here yesterday talking about it. You've really made an impact.
You've got
people thinking about it, you know, how to eat healthier. Even if it wasn't you, you've just brought it to their attention.
Yeah, well, you know, I still genuinely think that, you know, for me, the story about Huntington, it's not Huntington's story, it's America's story. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, as the show goes on, you know, it's loud and clear that, you know, Huntington is just as relevant as any other town in America. And, you know, I think that, in actual fact, yesterday I was looking at the CDC report this year, and Huntington's in number 7 position. So awesome. You're not even anywhere near where you used to be. Well, not Huntington, the tri-state area,
right.
Was in at number 7. So, you know, things are already changing. And I'm not saying that that's specifically from what we did. I think Huntington was changing anyway.
Yes, it was.
And, you know, I mean, even on the schools, you know, I think as far as normal school food is concerned, I think Huntington really is at the top of what they're doing. And what we want to do is push it even more and kind of show the rest of them, you know, what can be done. Mm-hmm.
Jamie, I don't know how people can listen to what you just said and not think you're completely genuine, because obviously with that last thing you just said, there's obviously feeling behind this, and you're not out just to make money or to make a great TV show. You really do care about what you're doing, and I think that's what some people are missing.
Yeah, look, I think I've been doing it long enough now. I have a really weird job, and, you know, sometimes I have to kind of push and do things in one direction to make something happen sort of a year and a half ahead on the left, you know, and it's a weird. I was with Pastor Steve yesterday, and I was trying to explain like what this part of the story is. You know, we've shot the series in Huntington. Now we've kind of got to go on Letterman and Leno, and we're going on, you know, we've done Oprah and we're doing the Today Show. And now we've got to keep updating and trying to get people to watch the show because the show's making a really good point. So I think so far it's going really well. I've never had a response like this for a show that I've ever done. Everyone that I've worked with on the show, and you know, they've worked on some of America's biggest shows, you know, they're saying that they've never had response like it. So I think, you know, Huntington's story is really touching people, and I also think that this kind of program hasn't ever actually been done on American TV before. You know, it's normally reality TV's got kind of like, well, who won? Who's the biggest loser? You know, there's always a kind of hidden sort of slightly game show element to it. Whereas this is really more of a kind of documentary and just looking at a kind of town coming together, which I think is refreshing, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for being here, Jamie. I tell you, are we friends?
Mate, we're totally friends, and I really appreciate having you. You know, no, I do. I mean,
he's
look, for me,
about it.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I'm getting a lot of hate mail. I mean, I really am. Sasha's killing me.
Well, look, you got two choices. You can either tell them that we're friends now and we did some great things together, or you can keep them hanging on while the show comes on and just kind of just ignore them or say that's how I felt and until the very end, because they're going to see, you know, by program 4, they're going to start seeing, you know, the way we guys come together and start working together. And I think, you'll come out just fine. And I think, you know, when I'm back in Huntington, I think probably in 2 or 3 weeks' time I'm coming over. We're going to do a little bit of work with the lunch cooks and, you know, just check in on everyone, really, and the kitchen in town. If you'll have me, I'll definitely come on the show and we'll cook
welcome.
Some breakfast.
More than welcome. More than welcome. Let me ask you, have you talked to Alice Gu?
I haven't. I mean, look, bless her. I'm still really scared of her. I am. I mean, you know, it's quite hard, you know, but I think she's coming round. I think she is coming round, and it was a hard one, mm-hmm. you know, because she didn't want to chat. She was really good at her job, you know, really good at her job and a really hard worker. And it was just, I just, no, she didn't like me very much, which is quite hard. But, no, look, I think, when you've been doing something for 21 years, I mean, they hadn't even had fresh meat in the kitchens in the schools for 18 years. To have someone come in and say, look, I'm not really sure on this. You know, this is kind of a cheaper version than a worser version of something in the high street. You know, have you got a problem with it? And it's like, no. You know, I think that, you know, that can wind them up a bit. And the thing is with me, because that's my world, because the kitchen's my world, I could have played it softer and gentler and done it over 3 days instead of one day. But to actually have any effect, I had to be a little bit nuclear about it and just say, right, tomorrow we'll do something totally different. Are you all cool with that? And it's like, well, we have to be. So, you know, look, most of the girls cooking in Huntington are doing a wonderful job and they're really on board. The others are doing a great job and they're just not sure. You know, a lot of people don't trust the reality TV sort of genre. And I think, like, you know, I don't know if you noticed it, Rod, but, you know, the way I run the program was like there's the TV on one side and then there's the campaign on the other. And right. The TV really has nothing to do with the campaign. And the campaign is the part that did all the fundraising and found that money and works, you know, in the local kitchen and is paying for the fresh food to be rolled out in all the local schools. So, you know, it's an interesting one because, you know, sometimes people think, well, he's a TV guy, and obviously I'm trying to say no, this is a real thing that's going to last even when we've gone, you know. So I think it's still early days, Rod.
I think it's going to do well. I think it's doing well. Show is going to premiere this Friday night, correct? We had a sneak preview on Sunday.
Oh, was it a sneak preview?
Yes, there was a sneak preview on Sunday, and then the premiere, we got 2 hours of the Food Revolution coming up Friday night.
Oh, really? Yes. It's 2 hours on Friday?
Yes. Didn't even know that. Your producer's not even telling you that.
Well, the thing is, I come from England, so we're not used to having a premiere of a premiere.
Yeah.
Normally, you just have a premiere.
No, we had a sneak preview, and now we've got the premiere.
Good point.
right. Well, that's 2 hours of me and you, DJ Rod, doing our thing. I think people are going to enjoy it. I'm really proud of the series. Huntington looks beautiful. We've made it look beautiful. Have you seen any of the other shows?
Yes, I've seen a bunch of the episodes, and you do make Huntington look beautiful. I want to live in that city.
Oh.
Yeah, I do. I want to live right there. Has your family seen it? Has your wife seen the show? What does she think?
You know what? I haven't shown her yet. I'm going to show her when I get back from the States on this trip. She's very curious to know what was going on and why I wasn't home for 4 months.
Yeah.
That's right.
But you'll be very you're probably curious to know that even though I was never home in that sort of 4 months I was in Huntington hardly. I still managed to get my wife pregnant again for the fourth time.
I heard about that.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, she swears it's mine. I'm trying to track back in my memory as to when I have ever had time to do that, but she promised me I was stunning. So, number four on the way, so we'll see what happens.
All right, congratulations, Jamie Oliver, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, Rod. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Show starts ABC Friday night. Thanks, Jamie.